Today's date is February 20, 1995. My name is Lynn Olson. The following is an interview with SDSU Emeritus Faculty Member Calvert E. Norland, Professor of Zoology from 1947 to 1976. This interview is being conducted with support from a John Adams Humanities Mini-Grant.
You'll have to throw away a lot of footage, I'm sure.
No, we do that in most of the interviews anyway. When the interviews are transcribed, I go through and I edit them. And some of them I edit a lot. I do some real high editing on it, so I cut a lot of things out. Like, I'll edit this section out, as a matter of fact.
I have a terrible memory now. I've just lost most of my contacts, you know. I'm not really reliable at all anymore.
Yeah. Mm. Do you feel that you've lost more of your memory more recently?
I think so.
Because you don't have the same contacts out here at State as you used to?
I hardly have any at all. My only contacts really are just with the luncheon out at
Anthony's. That's what you were talking about. You're going out to Anthony's?
I go there fairly often, and I try and keep in touch with some people. But then a lot of people are not into that. Now, Kurt Bonesat, for example, I've known him for a long time, and I've liked him very much.
He's a great guy.
And it's only rarely that he comes out there to the lunches. Yeah. I don't know why. He's always welcome as anybody who's been a teacher here at San Diego State. But he rarely comes. And Huffman I never see. And this man that I'm pointing to here, I haven't seen in years.
This would be a good place, that name. Yeah. So who does attend those luncheons out there then? Most of those still. I went to one once, but a lot of those people that were at that luncheon are no longer alive.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I don't even know the names of a lot of them that come there. I know Crouch best of all, and I've known Dr. Crouch more closely than anyone in the faculty.
Yeah.
We were very good friends. I always like them very much, and I always try to find out about his wife, she's not well.
She isn't?
No, she's very poor shape.
Oh, I didn't know that. Mary, right?
Mary.
Yeah.
But Dr. Crouch is very sharp, I think.
Yeah, he is.
He manages to keep abreast of things, you know. He knows a lot of people, and I think being a department chairman makes a lot of difference.
Yeah. Did you ever serve as department chair?
No.
No? Did you ever want to?
No.
Oh.
Furthest from my mind. I never liked that idea.
Do you recall what the hiring process was for you when you came here after the war? What was it like? Did you have to go through an interview, or?
Well, when I was still in the Army, I decided I wanted to teach, and I wanted to teach in a college, and I thought of San Diego State.
Why did you think State?
Partly because Dr. Hill, Dr. Harwood. Dr. Harwood was an alumnus of Pomona College and went to Cornell and got his doctorate there. And then he came here, and I knew Dr. Hilton at Pomona. He was the professor I had, and I think that Harwood did too.
As an undergrad at Pomona, you had Hilton?
Mm-hmm. And I knew about Harwood, but not too much, but I did inquire. I wrote a letter to the San Diego State, to the zoology department, asking if there was a possibility of opening in zoology, uh-huh. entomology for somebody about to leave the army, and I got a very favorable reply from him. Of course, if you remembered, we found out that we had similar professors at Pomona College. Uh-huh. You see, there was a case where being at a certain college made a big difference.
It makes a big difference. Yeah, well, Pomona was the place to be.
Well, he was, of course, very he liked Pomona College very much, and they lived up that way anyway.
Yeah.
So it was a convenient place for him to go, and his wife also was from Pomona College,
mm-hmm.
and Pomona College tend to stick together, I guess. I don't know, because I married somebody from Pomona College too. But we were very good friends, and didn't take any preliminaries to get well acquainted with them and compare notes about Pomona College.
And, yeah.
And we were all very compatible, and we all liked cats too, so it was
another thing. Oh, that's right.
But, because one of the cats I had for the longest time was just a pet, you know, that I got as a kitten from Dr. Harwin, and I had him for years and years. Well, anyway, we used to take care of the place that they went away for the summer, you know, when after I started teaching here.
Uh-huh.
It made a very, very nice arrangement. And you were asking now.
How were you hired here?
Yeah, it was through Dr. Harwood specifically. Yeah.
Did he, so he recommended you, and then the president gave his stamp of approval.
That's right.
Something like that.
That was the way it was. It's because Dr. Harwood was head of the department, and if you're the head, you have a certain privilege, I suppose. And if he saw or heard of someone who was at Pomona. Pomona College people stick together quite a lot.
It's got a good...
seems sort of odd.
Also a very good reputation when it comes to zoology and botany and biology and so forth.
Well, we had some Cornell. Very good people.
Yeah.
Dr. Hilton was from Cornell.
Uh-huh.
And Dr. Harwood was at Cornell. They probably might have known each other.
They have, huh?
Yeah, from a long time back. Then, so I had no, there was no holdup at all. I just came directly from the Army. And